Live out of Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Welcome to the Jersey Boys Sports Talk, hosted by Byron Jones and Victor Orocho, brought to you by The Sportscast. Today is July 14th, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to The Sportscast and all your art channels, YouTube, Twitter, Spotify, and iTunes. And we have the Jersey Boys Sports Talk on your podcast on iTunes. You'll see our logo. Please subscribe and leave us a review. We'd really appreciate it. It'll help us out tremendously. We are streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube every Thursday, 8 p.m. When is it, Byron?
8 o'clock.
That's right, 8 o'clock. And you could also listen Thursday to your smart speaker. So if you got a Alexa or a little Echo, you just say, hey, Alexa, play the Jersey Boys Sports Talk, and you'll be able to hear us. Let's get it going and going today. I can't find my other logo, so I got this going. What's happening, Byron? We got a lot of stuff happening with the Giants and the running backs and stuff going on and stuff with Dak and Baker, a whole bunch. So how's it going in Pennsylvania?
It's hot. That's all you can say. It's just hot and it's humid and it's sticky and it's miserable.
Oh, man. Let me tell you, it was hot here. It's hot here. I mean, you know, normally it doesn't bother me, but I was out the other day and going to visit a client and it was hot.
You know? Air conditioner, right?
Oh, man, that's a beauty. When you walk into a client's office, instant, totally refreshed, like a bucket of cold water comes right on you.
But you've gotten so soft living in Florida, you know, Perth Amboy, I'm pretty sure you had the little box fan, didn't have all the egg
in the window.
In the window and all this other stuff. And now you're going to got to Florida, got soft as cotton candy.
And the external air conditioner. And, you know, we only had it in one room. So I would sleep in like the living room because my parents would have one and the other one would be in the living room. We couldn't have one in every room. I'd be sleeping on the floor in the living room. It was crazy. Yeah. But now that's right. I didn't get soft. My blood thinned out.
Oh, you got soft. You got soft.
Hey, man, you ain't noticed, bro. I lost like almost close to 19 pounds.
Really?
But my face is long instead of round.
Yeah, it looks kind of, yeah.
Like it, if I was able to pull up our other piece, I'd be able to show you. All right, well, let's get it going. So you were saying we got the top running backs we're going to talk about. A lot of stuff going on with Saquon. And then I want to, give me a little update on the receivers who still hurt. And they're talking a lot about Dak lately. That's interesting. And they've been ranking a lot of the quarterbacks. And I know Gronk's big announcement, but, I still don't believe it until season starts.
Well, you figure you were playing, weren't you playing golf with Brady the other day? So why didn't you just ask him?
I'm gonna keep it. I gotta keep a tight lip. I can't play golf with Brady and tell all the stuff that's going on. Right?
Come on, man. That's what you're supposed to do, man. Get my.
All I know is Gronk is working out. That's all I do, though.
He's working out all right. He's working on all his new business ventures. That's what he's working on. He ain't work, man. That guy is done. He doesn't want to go through the mini training camp again.
Oh, so is Shaq. I just read this morning. Shaq's opened like 50 chicken stores in Texas. He's got a sandwich named after Charles Barkley.
Oh boy.
I think that's awesome. I love seeing those guys excel like that. I just do, bottom line. Yeah. So all right. So let's get it going here first. So you told me all this. Why is Saquon so much in the news?
Because the anonymous NFL or NFC executives were saying that he still hasn't learned how to play running back yet. He's always looking for the home run, and he's a bouncer. As big as he is, he's probably about 230, and he always bounces. The run up to the line that he tried to hit the home run, the 40-yard run, instead of let me get these 4 yards so I can live another play. And that's one of the big things they were talking about him up here.
Well, all right, I'm going to give you some credit. though you never give me any credit. Isn't that what you usually say? You don't like, he dances too much. Didn't you say that? You said that several times. He dances way too much, right? And so that's one. Two, maybe that's the reason why they're putting him in more in the receiving packages, right? Until he can run the way they want him to run. You understand? Based on that, that's what I'm talking about. But what other news other than that? I mean, they're just, what are they saying about him? Because, you know, they had speculation at trade rumors. But
he ain't going anywhere. But it's just the idea that, you know, he's a 230-pound back, and he doesn't run up in there. Well, when we had Wayne Gallman, what did Wayne Gallman do?
Yeah.
He was straight ahead, wherever the hole was, you know, and he got what he could get. And, you know, he was pretty good at that. Barkley, a run up in the line, run into the back of the lineman, then he'll bounce out and, you know, try to run around the end. Dude, this is the NFL. There's no way he's running away from people the way he did at Penn State, probably when he did in high school, probably when he did when Pop Warner, where he was able, bounce everything outside. It don't work like the NFL. Everybody is fast. Everybody.
But don't you think there? Okay, so I'm good with that, but there also, are there any holes? I mean, we've been talking bad about our line for how many years already?
Years.
Okay, we've been talking bad about our line. Okay, so we're talking bad about our line. Are they creating holes? Is there a hole?
No.
So a little bit to his defense. Okay, let's agree. Okay, bounces, he dances. But, man, at what point do you feel like, you know, I was going to run into a guy and get stopped for not even a yard, right? I got to make something happen. Right. And are there holes? And we do agree that the line is terrible. We feel they're better today than they were, but we're not confident on that great of a line.
You know, they've worked at it. You know, the new regime has worked, you know, as far as, you know, fixing the mess, you know, that Gettleman had for the last 3-4 years. But still, he should realize that, you know, a lot of the big runs he had was straight up the middle. A lot of runs that he had, you know, against Washington and a couple of other teams, you know, Philadelphia, it was a hole and he went straight, you know, which is the quickest point, straight ahead, not bouncing this way and all this other stuff, straight. And until he learns that, yeah, I'm sure he knows it, but it's just the idea he's trying to make the big play, you know, the 40-yard play or 50-yard play or whatever he's trying to do. And I'm sure he realizes by now that his offensive line is awful, stinks, but, you know, he's trying to do what he can do. But, you know, it's just the idea that he's a 230-pound running back, and sometimes, you know, you just got to take what they give you and to live another play. And he's still, you know, and it's kind of true in what the executives say.
Now, but when he had his best years, who was the quarterback?
Eli.
Yep. So you also got to maybe take into effect that Eli could have been audibling plays that were to his benefit as well.
Yes. And their offensive line was a little – it wasn't great then. It was a little better his first year.
And you had a seasoned quarterback that was smart, yeah. Right? That made a difference, right?
So right.
I think that kind of combines with it, you know. But he needs to do something this year, because then, you know, then my faith in him has gone down, because I still think, you know, he's incredible. But I don't know. I think that it goes back to consistency, right? You got to be great consistently, and you can't be so injury prone either, right? So
look at okay, let's take it at the Penn State history. I'm gonna throw some names at you. Franco Harris, Lydell Mitchell, this is a little bit before your time, Kurt Warner were, you know, three pretty good Penn State backs. But then you had Blair Thomas with the Jets, second overall pick, never panned out. Yeah.
Several more. Was there a Najee?
Yeah, it was Kajana Carter with the Bengals. He was the number one pick overall, and his whole career was, you know, knee injuries and, you know, hamstring and all kind of stuff. Curtis Enos with the Chicago Bears, another guy, you know, another Penn State back that when they got to the NFL, you know, for some reason, it just, I'm not saying it's the Penn State thing, but it's just kind of weird that all, you know, the ones that were, you know, Blair Thomas was number two pick overall when he's taken by the Jets. Kajana Carter was number one pick taken by the Bengals. And I forgot what Curtis Enos was, but all these guys were high picks. all of them. And for some reason, when they get to the NFL, they get hurt, or they just don't, you know, have the same success, you know, that they had at Penn State.
Well, it's like the quarterbacks from Ohio State, right?
Yeah. And then, let me throw another, Miles Sanders. He's another Penn State running back with the Eagles. And, you know, he's kind of, you know, hurt now and hurt. And, but, you know, when he plays, you know, he's pretty good. You know, he averages like 5 yards a carry last year. But it's just the ideal. It just looks weird that all these Penn State guys, you know, are always hurt, or something happens to them.
There was a time back in the day when Penn State was considered linebacker U, remember?
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, he was quarterback U. Penn State was linebacker U. You know, that seems to – everything is shifted to just pretty much Alabama and Georgia.
Yeah, just go down there and recruit one of those kids. You should be fine.
Make their teams, right? Because, you know, those kids pan out, right? I mean, the kids in the SEC pan out. I mean, because
they bring in the smoke on each other every week. And in practice, like at Alabama, you know, what are they playing against each other? Every day, 5 stars, 4-star, 3-star players. Every day, you're competing every day in practice just to step on the field. You know, Saban. And even when Pete Carroll was at USC, that was his big thing. Compete, compete, compete every day. Compete, compete, compete. Either you're going to sink or you swim. One or the other.
Yeah. We'll see. We need them. Like, we need something to come around. I would like to have a decent year, right? I mean, I want to enjoy the year with the Giants, right? Especially since we're going into our third year and our podcast too. And I'd like to have a year where we can have some decent talk.
Well, at least I got my sister up here now, Vonda up here, and, you know, Sonia. We got these nice big old TV. We sit there watching.
They all moved around you?
What?
They all live around you?
Yeah.
Oh,
everybody's pretty close to each other.
Oh, really? Okay, awesome. And where's the TVs? Your place? They all go to your place?
No. I'm going to her place.
Vonda's place? Vonda's the rock star?
That's right.
That's funny. Oh, that's awesome. All right, well, we'll see what happens. And what's going on with our boy Kadarius?
Who?
Kadarius, the rapper.
Is he hurt again?
Yes. Is he?
No, I really haven't heard anything about it. That's a good thing. You know, that, you know, they really haven't put his name out there, you know, but supposedly a lot of those got, like, they said Robinson, what's his name, Galladay, and a couple of them other guys are down in North Carolina training with Daniel Jones at Duke, or wherever he went to school down here. So supposedly, you know, they've got together, you know, to work on some stuff. So we'll see how that works. I don't know if Tony went or whatever, but, you know, we'll see once the season starts. But you also got to remember, he had the surgery on his knee. He had the arthroscopic surgery on there. So he probably, you know, hasn't been cleared, you know, to do anything yet.
Right. Was I going to tell you that, well, you know, everything's quiet other than than the Commanders, man. They're going after that Snyder.
I wonder why.
So, yeah, they're going after him, man. I mean, something like they're talking about, even just like as a corporation, like it's a hostile corporation. There's been abuse. I mean, it's thing can get pretty big. And anything else with Gruden, that's still quiet. That's probably gonna take some time.
Yeah, but that Gruden mess, that's going to be a bombshell. And I'm pretty sure they probably don't want that to come out, because you got 650,000 emails. You mean to tell me that, you know, whatever, you know, he was doing with, you know, the president of, you know, Washington Commanders or whatever, that there aren't other people on the, you know, going back and forth with those emails? There are other people on there, but for some reason, that's sort of just, let's just let it go by the wayside. You know, let's keep it on the down low, because I think that's probably one of the biggest things that's going to blow up. I think that's going to be a hot mess.
Man, that's crazy. Yeah, and let's go with the Eagles. What's happening there?
Well, they're still hating on my man Jalen Hurts. I think he's going to be a good quarterback, you know, for them. Hopefully not against the Giants, but. He has a weapon, you know, A.J. Brown. They got Devontae Smith. They got the other knucklehead, you know, Jalen Reagor, you know, receiver. They got a good tight end. They probably have, like we've been talking about, they got the best offensive line, you know, in all of football. You know, they got the big kid from Georgia, you know, to put in that rotation with the defensive line. The Kobe Dean is going to be a beast because I'm sure he's going to feel like he was slighted, you know, being, you know, picked in the third round. And, you know, the only problem is that, you know, with them is their safety position. But besides that, they're pretty solid.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to be a good football team this year. You know, and they at least experienced, you know, success, recent success, right?
Yes.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. You know how that goes. I mean, Dallas is always, you know, Dallas still got a weak schedule, but they're always something to deal with.
And then that was the other thing about Dallas. They threw something out there with Dallas, though.
Okay. What?
Mike McCarthy is already on the hot seat. Season even hasn't started. They haven't played a game because guess who's sitting there waiting for his job?
Who?
Come on now. You know, who retired? Who retired last year?
Not Arian.
No. New Orleans Saints. Come on.
Peyton?
Yep.
Nah, I can't imagine him.
They were talking about that today. They said, with the Charger job, the Miami Dolphins job, and these two guys just got that job, and the Dallas Cowboys are the three that, you know, that maybe he could be linked to in the next year or two.
That would be a bad move, I think.
Why?
I think, remember, I said last year that the quarterback for the Saints should have been fired. I mean, for the Chargers should have been fired. Okay. So I think the Saints, I mean, the Chargers are great for Sean Payton.
Yeah, because they got that big young kid, the quarterback.
They got, yeah, Herbert.
Herbert, running game, you know, the offensive line, they're loaded too.
That would be, yeah. I mean, and Payton would have done a lot better job than that guy did on fourth and whatever.
Yeah, when he decided to go for it, then.
He should have.
What about Dallas Cowboys?
What about him?
As far as him going there.
That's all for everybody. I mean, look at Parcells went there and it was a problem. I mean, until Jimmy Johnson, you know, unfortunately today, I thought I wanted anything to happen to him, but, you know, until he moves on, you know, graduates from this life, he's just, I think it's always going to be a problem, bro. I don't, Johnson's just terrible.
Yeah, but you don't think if Sean Payton gets that job, that
Jerry Jones
step back, you know, and let Sean Payton run the ship?
Why do you think that when he's never done that?
Because Sean Payton is a different animal. He's a proven, you know, he's won a Super Bowl and he was consistent. Yes, he's been consistently good for years.
There is no doubt about that. Okay, except if Bill Parcells, who has a stronger character and as that tougher type of coach, right, couldn't deal with Johnson. Jones. Why would Sean Payton, who doesn't have that same demeanor, be any different?
Because Jerry Jones is 81 years old and he wants to win another Super Bowl before whatever happens. And he might step back and let Sean Payton do his thing.
Okay. Well, I just think for me, okay. Let's say if we were to say what would be the best move for him? The Chargers or the Dallas Cowboys?
And the Dolphins. Don't forget that one too.
I can only count them.
But I'm just saying that was the three that they linked him with.
Okay. The Dolphins, you know, I don't think no offense. Sorry, Dolphins, don't count. I don't count Dolphins, the organization. I'm not a fan of just everything. You know, they got the right to quarterback, you know, at least in those, if you've ranked those three teams, you can't compare the two quarterbacks for Dallas and the Chargers with the quarterback for the Miami Dolphins.
Well, you play golf with the other guy, you know, Mr. Brady, and I could see him ended up with the Miami Dolphins after this year because Stephen Ross is a University of Michigan alum, and I could see him wanting to, you know, bring a little glory to Stephen Ross, you know, before he leaves.
Brady to go there as what? As an owner or as, but he ain't going to go to
quarterback.
No way. Brady.
Why not?
just like no way.
Why not?
It's too dangerous for him.
No. Here, their offensive line is pretty good. It's not as bad as you think. Here goes the scenario. Brady plays this year with Tampa Bay. You know, they don't do it's you know whatever they do. He's on a 1-year contract, so they know the Miami Dolphins have a couple first round picks. So they pick a quarterback for next year. They pick you know a high you know way up there. Pick a quarterback. They bring Tom Brady in and to be the mentor to this guy while you know he keeps the seat warm while this kid gets ready, and he comes in next year to Miami Dolphins.
Now I'm going to defer to John's comment from a couple weeks ago. I think if Brady goes to the Dolphins to play, I think now he's overextending himself in the NFL. Now I'm going to agree with John and that point.
Stephen Ross is a big-time University of Michigan alum. You don't think that, hey, Tom, why don't you come on? Yeah, I give you $50 million, and when you retire, I'm going to give you a quarter of this team. You know, come on down here to Miami, you know, South Florida. Come on down here, you know, and, you know, and see if you can get me a championship or get me close.
Unless he gives him ownership of the team, then you know, that changes the argument, right? Because now it's really a business deal than it is, I'm going to keep trying to play.
Well, right? You can't give him a piece of the team while he's still playing. I'm just saying you give him $40, $50 million to play 1 year, and then when he retires,
you can give him a piece of the team. Contract after, you could have something that, you know, we want to give you an option to get the team when you retire. I mean, he's already got a contract. He's already got a contract for 10 years to be an analyst.
I know.
So, you know, but I do think that I cannot see that. And then going into a conference that tough, you know, and against a coach who knows how to play against you. I mean, you're going to go against Belichick now. You got a problem. And then that's where I think that's a risk for his legacy right there, in my opinion, right? Because I think Belichick, to some degree, can have his number, and you got to play him twice, right? And to some degree, Brady's kind of could have Belichick's number too, because he's played with against his defense for so long, right? But yeah, you know, now you're giving Belichick a chance to one up, right? Belichick cannot one up Brady until he wins another Super Bowl. Is that a fair statement?
No.
What does that mean?
Belichick has how many rings, man? Belichick's got eight rings.
Brady has
seven.
Okay.
So Belichick's one up.
Nah, you can't put that in the same realm of anybody. You just can't. You know, Brady starter with eight rings, right? I mean, come on. I don't think that's even a close argument. That the other two, he's got six of them with Brady. Brady got one without him. But Brady was in charge at all times as the quarterback.
Who was the coach though? Belichick. That was his team.
That was two rings.
He put what?
Not what you said. He's got eight rings. Six of them were with Brady as a head coach. Two of them were not as the head coach.
Right.
So
Belichick's the greatest coach ever.
I'm not doubting how good of coach he is. There's no doubt. I mean, there's no doubt.
And but Tom Brady wouldn't be in the position that he's in now.
There's still an argument about Brady's proven he can do it without Belichick right now.
But
Belichick hasn't done it without Brady.
It's been a couple of years. Give him time.
Okay, I'm just saying that. But that was my argument. Until he gets there, right? And he's going to have time with Josh Allen in that conference.
Brady would not be the person that he is now without Bill Belichick. He picked him. He knew to groom this kid. And then when it was time to put him in, and then he put it in position to succeed.
Bledsoe got hurt. He got picked in the sixth round. Come on, man. You're giving Belichick way too much credit. You know,
Belichick saw something in him.
He got picked in the sixth round. Yes. When he got picked, he went directly to the owner, Kraft, and said, I will be the best decision you ever made as a rookie when they had a $100 million quarterback in Drew Bledsoe. Okay?
What's wrong with that?
Bledsoe was a man of character.
Yes. Because
he was a good guy who got his spot taken. Like, he made $100 million. But at the end of the day, you know, Brady went in for him. They still put Bledsoe back. You know, Bledsoe didn't get hurt or whatever. And Brady didn't perform when the time needed to perform. We may not have known what would have happened because Bledsoe was a good quarterback.
Yes.
Took it to a different level. Right. So I still think Belichick's a phenomenal coach. Right. But I just don't think, I don't think he's, I think Brady's ahead of him in the argument for me and at least for me. And I think that, again, I just think it would be a bad, bad move for Brady, but that wasn't the question, man. See, got me off. Why you gotta get me off on Brady? My question to you is the best position between the Chargers and the Cowboys for Sean Payton.
Chargers.
I'm 1,000%. I agree with you. I think that is the better team, ownership, and everything. Only problem with the Chargers that I got is they always choke. Even when guys
always got that AFC Championship game. And
think about the quarterbacks that have fouls. How many numbers of fouls put up? What's his name? Phillips threw for 50,000 yards, dude. Was it like, you know, that's where I thought Brady would have been a good fit for, right? And then you got Herbert who's lighting it up. He's still messed up. You know what I mean? It's like I was watching the football story about Derek Thomas and, you know, Marty Schottenheimer. And I remember those teams. That's why I started disliking it, because I wanted them to win and they would always choke. You know what I mean? So the only thing on the Chargers for me is they, at least the Cowboys won, right? I just think Chargers better fit for a Sean Payton type of coach. You know what I mean? And just, that's just my opinion. Be suicide to go there. But anyhow, that's gone there. And Washington's already a disaster. I don't think Jerry, he's 81, bro. You really think he's going to change? He's going to let go?
He might change because he wants to get that one Super Bowl. He's been trying for decades. Might as well say it, decades, to get that, you know, get one more. And he might, who knows, if Sean Payton goes there, he might, you know, give up a little control. And, you know, it's like, you know what? Go ahead, you know, do it. Let's see if it's going to work. And he might. Who knows?
Well, only time will tell, right? All righty. So let's get to your we want to talk about top 10 running backs. And then I want to ask you something that was brought up while I was in Columbia with our team about quarterbacks. All right. So we got top 10 running backs 2022. You got number one is Derrick Henry. Let me go through the list and let's talk about him, all right? One, Derrick Henry. Two, Jonathan Taylor from the Colts. Interesting. Nick Chubb. Yes, Kamara. Kamara is awesome, man. That guy scares me every time he touches the ball. Dalvin Cook. He's good. Joe Mixon. Look at two. Bengals. Oh, that's Browns, brother. Ezekiel Elliott, Cowboys. Austin Ziegler, Chargers. Aaron Jones, the Packers. And David Montgomery from the Bears. That's your top 10. Interesting. Okay, so Derrick Henry, yeah, they got to give him the ball. I mean,
he's getting the age now. He's 28 years old, and he has, you know, he has had foot problem, but, you know, right now, he's still the king of the mountain, because if he hadn't got hurt, he had like 900 yards in like eight games or whatever, you know, like half the season. You know, he already had almost 1,000 yards, you know, before he got hurt. But yes, he's the king until somebody knocks him off.
And then remember, there was games they weren't giving the ball, and I was arguing. We had it on a sportscast, and I was arguing on every there. You know, give him the ball. What are you doing? Run the ball. That's it. Run the ball.
Run it.
Run the ball with him.
Big 6'3" or whatever he is, 250-pound running back.
Run the ball. Derrick Henry from the Titans. Interesting. Okay, you got him. Jonathan Taylor. I'm not really familiar with him. I know the Colts usually have good guys. I'm not familiar with Taylor. Talk to
me. He's a Wisconsin, Badger. You also didn't know that he's the what? He is the leading rusher in the state of New Jersey. He's a New Jersey kid.
From where?
It's from South Jersey somewhere.
Nice. But you know what's funny? Where did you say from with the Badgers? Remember, Badgers always had some good quarterbacks.
Ron Dane, the Great Dane.
Right, but those are guys that didn't do anything in the NFL either, though.
Yeah, because they ran the daylights out of when they were at Wisconsin. The guys, man, they were carrying 200-400 times, man, a season, man. They carried the ball a lot at Wisconsin.
You know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of the years when Utah and the Houston colleges, where they were just producing crazy quarterbacks because of the way they were, you know, the run and shoot.
Yep. Right?
And, you know, other than Alex Smith, no one really, like, they were winning Heisman trophies and didn't do anything. And Alex Smith actually, you know, God bless that guy. He really didn't do anything in the beginning of his career, right? He was a guy who was able to overcome all that and then produced, you know what I mean?
At a high level.
Yeah, but there goes the same thing with Washington. And now we're talking about Penn State. It's pretty interesting how those things, you know, pan out. All right. And Nick Chubb, yeah, he's good with the Browns. I mean, again, Browns are a confusing team. I mean, I don't understand. Like, they've had some pretty good two running backs, good. You know, they had receivers. You know, they had the package, man.
They're loaded.
They couldn't get past it. I mean, now they got Deshaun Watson. Now I understand why. I remember the other day when we were looking at how in the news they were ranking who's going to perform, and they had Deshaun Watson and / was it Trubisky?
Right.
And I was like, where the heck is Baker? Right. And that was before they traded him. So that someone knew something. Or, you know, maybe football's not like basketball where, you know, it's known that Durant wants to be traded. But think about it. How could Baker wasn't even on that. He was a starter. I mean, and he was getting paid. He wasn't even in that. So somewhere when that list came out, someone knew something was going on.
Yeah. Well, you know, they had been in the market to trade him, you know, since the draft. And they finally, you know, they found a partner with the, you know, Carolina Panthers. And we'll see how he does there.
Alvin Kamara. I'm interesting. I don't know Taylor enough. So, and I think Chubb is good. So I'm just wondering, you know, I like Alvin Kamara. I mean, that guy is
catching the ball, does everything.
Scares me when he has the ball. I mean, I just think that he's always going to break it. He's a big guy, isn't he?
No, not really.
He looks lanky. Like, you know, he's like a smaller Eric Dickerson, maybe. You know, he's got those long strides.
And he catches the ball better than Eric Dickerson every day.
Yeah. I mean, he is scary to me. Dalvin Cook, I know he's pretty good with the Vikings.
Come on, now you know it's a Florida State guy. Come on, man, you should know that.
I know he's good with the Vikings. So I'll give it to him. It's not a Viking fan.
Thanks.
Joe Mixon, I think, is excellent. I mean, and we know what's interesting with Mixon is being that good, Burrow being that good, and they've had a lousy lines.
Well, they shored up that line, so they're going to be a lot better than they were last year.
But just in general, right, Byron, you got two positions that heavily rely on the offensive line. I mean, every team has to rely on their offensive line. But to be able to perform with an offensive line that's not that good, I mean, that's impressive. I mean, because
that says a lot about him.
Burrow is, right? There's no country with 70 sacks, 20 in the playoffs, 50 in the regular season, okay? Okay, so that kid is incredible. And then, in fact, a couple of boys we were with Columbia are from Cincinnati, so they were asking about Burrow and this and that. And I just said, like, you know, look, no human being is going to sustain that kind of that beating that much. And he's already been injured. But now let's get to Mixon. That guy's good with that line that they had. Put him in front of a good line. What could happen?
They're not a bad line. Pass blocking, they're pretty bad.
Okay.
But running the ball, run it. Put it this way, run blocking is a lot easier than pass blocking.
Funny, I was just going to ask you that question. What is more challenging?
Because you're being an offensive lineman. You want to come off the ball. What do you want to do? You want to punch somebody in the mouth. That's what you want to do, being an offensive lineman.
That's why you like third and long, right? That's like, so you want to be able to let the dogs loose, right? Yeah. I get that. But if a guy's – perfect. As a professional, a former NFL line, right? Okay. If you got a running back that's running well on you, right, That does change the mindset, though, when to rush, right? Because, you know, stop this guy bulldozing you down, right? And so you know, I don't understand. I would agree. I agree with the pass blocking harder than run blocking, right? But when you have a running back that's doing well, you would think that would give you some leg up. You froze, or did I freeze, or is it my stuff? Can you see me? We are frozen. Is that your internet? Is that my internet? Not too much crap. Oh, Byron! Can't tell if I'm live, you're not live. Oops. Byron! Put this here. Byron. Hey, you there?
Yes.
Okay, I lost you for a little bit. Was that your internet or mine?
It was you, man. You stopped and everything.
I don't know what's going on, man. I'm trying to close some stuff on my computer. My question was, you know, when you're running well, it's got to help a little bit with pass blocking.
Yeah.
Right?
You're going to be on your heels. You know, but if you've got a good running game going on, you know, as a defensive lineman, now you got to worry about running the ball, then you're trying to get, you know, into the backfield, you know, to get to the quarterback or whatever. And if they're running the ball, it's like you're sitting that next, you know, you're on your heels now. And it could get ugly real quick.
Right. So I was just saying then they had to be real bad pass blockers because, you know, to have a good running game, it should help your passing blocking. Right. So
you also got to remember, all you got to do is block that guy for a second. Because, you know, it's a different level, you know, when these guys are running back. All you got to do is just block them.
You got to drive them a little bit, right? You want to.
No, just make contact and get it away. If you ever watch what they do, they're not driving these guys, these big old linemen off the ball. They're really not. They're shielding them. They'll get their body, you know, a position where, hey, make sure, you're going to run this way. Are you going to run this way? They just get up just enough of that person in front of them, you know, for the running back to do what they're supposed to do.
All right, you got Ezekiel Elliott. He's a good back, there's no doubt. You know, as long as he doesn't fumble.
He's also carried the ball a lot, 1,700 times since 2016. That's a lot.
Man, but that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah, but that's also, but you got to also add to the fact that, well, wasn't Dak out? No.
Dak was out, and, you know, they didn't have, like, Tony Pollard, the other back that they have now. They didn't have a guy, you know, to compliment him. But 1,700 is a lot of carries for a running back.
All right, so, but it's also, but when did he get most of those? Because remember we were arguing with, was Jeff, the Cowboy fan? I think it's Jeff, right? I was saying to him, you better start running this ball. If you don't run this ball, you're going to have problems. Remember?
Yeah, well, his first couple of years, he ran the ball. Yeah, he was getting, 16?
No, but I'm saying that. I think it was 2 years ago or last year. Yeah. Whenever it was, they lit it up, right? They were running, throwing. I'm like, dude, you got Ezekiel Elliott. What are you doing? You know, if you don't run that ball, you're going to have problems. No, why do we got to run it? Okay, look what happened. Right. So his carries had to be pre last year. Was it last year when they lit it up? Yeah, it was last year when they had them. Right?
About 2 years ago.
I think it was last year.
Last year he was splitting the, you know, carries with the other guy.
But I'm saying last year's when they led the league in the offense.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah. And they led the league in offense is when they were throwing, I thought, way too much early in the season. And we're winning. You got Ezekiel Elliott. You need to get him running the ball.
Yeah, but they also had a subpar Dallas Cowboy line, you know, where the one guy was holding like every other play, and he had Connor Williams, whatever his name was, and he was holding all the time. So
but so most of his carries had to come before last year then.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. it's still pretty impressive with all those carries, because Dax had a lot of passing yards in this. He's never not had a bad season passing. So to run that ball that many times, I mean, they're moving the ball. That's why they got so much yardage, I guess, because you pass them on both. I like Ezekiel. I don't like the Cowboys, but Austin Eckler.
Eckler, yeah. Very good running back. I think he was undrafted. I think he was undrafted running back. Very good pass catcher. He's a very good pass blocker for the quarterback. He's a very good all-around back. So he's very good, very good.
Yeah. Okay. And that's, I tell you, the Chargers got a good team. That's a good team. But Bosa, they got a good team, man.
Don't forget, Khalil Mack is there.
They got a good team. They got a good defense. They got a good offense. They got a great quarterback. I mean, again, that's the better position for Sean Payton. They're fully loaded.
What they said about Herbert, he's passed for more yards, more touchdowns than any quarterback the first 2 years in NFL history. He's like he's got like 9,000 yards in 2 years and like 60 touchdowns or whatever he has. He's putting up big numbers in 2 years.
That's why that coach should be fired.
It'd be all right.
Went to the playoffs. That guy, come on. He needed the kid needs playoff experience. He needs to understand that feeling before the game. It's a different game. Once it's playoff time, it's a different way, mentality, thought, feeling, preparation. You know that.
Well, right? First he has to get there.
They were there.
Right at the door.
Tied the game.
And what did the coach do?
Go fourth on whatever on the 20-yard line.
And we see how that worked out, right?
He should have been fired. I'm going to stick to that and stick to that, and he should be on the hot seat. I'm sorry. Shit, with a kid like that, take your chances. Get the kid some experience. Even if he got knocked out in the first round, just get some experience for that team in the playoffs. Do you agree? One game experience in the playoffs is better than zero.
Yeah, well, he's going to be a great player for a long time. He'll be fine.
I go again. I still haven't seen. I don't remember. I knew Elway through Rockets. I knew Marino through Rockets. Maybe it's just been a long time since I've seen it. But to me, that kid impressed me, throwing the ball so far on a rope
against the Giants.
Not moving. Like, it didn't feather. It was a rocket. And what was even more impressive, he's throwing to a receiver that is the same height. So he's throwing to a 6'7 receiver from a 6'7 quarterback. And that line is just, I thought it was incredible. I mean, I this one thing, you throw the ball far and, you know, you throw it with some arc, you do it. This was just pure rocket line, right? That's amazing to me.
And he should have been a New York Giant.
Yep.
He decided to go back to school.
And David Montgomery, tell me a little about him from the Bears. And the Bears always usually have some good running backs, but it's still the Bears.
Man, he's a good. I forgot where this kid came from. I don't remember where he came from. He's a good back, man. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. And it's tough to run over there. It's cold.
It's cold in Chicago. The some wintertime. Woo-wee.
I went there one time and had my coat, my hat. I know I was so bad. All right, so look, as we're wrapping up and we're coming up, that was good. Let me ask you a question. We're debating, give me your all-time top 10 quarterbacks. Would you have Patrick Mahomes in the top 10 of all-time quarterbacks?
All-time or just like now?
All-time. And I said it's too early for me because I could pick a lot right now. Before him,
you got to go with the GOAT, man. It's Tom Brady is number one. That's
one. Montana's up there
all time.
Montana, you got Brad.
Montana,
Bradshaw. Let's go. There's more. I know. I forgot who I was picking here.
Ken Stabler,
Breeze,
Kenny Stabler.
Drew Brees, really? Stabler? I don't know if I'd go with Stabler, but okay.
He was a winner. He was a winner.
Stabler, but Drew Brees?
Brees up there. Peyton Manning is up there.
He's up there. Go on, there's more. Oh, what's his name? The other Denver.
John Elway.
Elway is up there. about Jim Kelly? Jim Kelly?
Jim Kelly, even though he won a Super Bowl.
Four times in a row. Man. Jim Kelly, Marino.
I'm going to put a sleeper in there. Ken Anderson, Cincinnati Bengals.
Really? He was good. I don't know if I put him in all time. Okay, let's say
Ken. Oh, he was good.
Put him there. You got to put in Marino.
And Marino, yeah.
You got to put Marino in there. There's no
Marino's in there, too. But Ken Anderson was good because Bill Walsh was the offensive coordinator. That's where the whole West Coast offense started.
What about Dan Fouts? What about Fran Tarkenton?
Yeah, Fran Tarkenton.
He put up numbers. What about Gifford? I heard Gifford did pretty well, too. We got, let's see, what other quarterback? What about Roethlisberger?
Yeah, he put up numbers.
Okay,
won the Super Bowl.
Let's see. Let's keep going. Let's keep going on there. And this is without even mentioning the new ones, right? Come on, there's more quarterbacks.
Johnny Unitas.
Keep going. I know there's more. Let's go. Sam, I wouldn't put Jim. I wouldn't put Steve.
Yeah,
I wouldn't put there. Let's go through it. Troy Aikman. Yes, Troy Aikman.
He didn't put up great numbers. He was just a winner.
But he had three Super Bowls. He was good. You know, he put up numbers. Michael Irvin's got numbers. He's got numbers. He's a Hall of Famer. You got to put Troy Aikman in there. Yeah, Troy Aikman. Let's just start rattling because
yeah, Fouts, we said.
I did say Fouts. You said Kenny Anderson was up there. What about the guy from Cincinnati also, the lefty, Boomer? No? I can't tell if you're frozen or you're standing.
I'm fine. I keep seeing you freezing.
Oh, okay. What about Boomer Esiason?
No. Because if that's the case, you got to put Joe Namath there.
Okay, that's true. What about Bob Greasy?
He was a game manager.
Yeah, but he wasn't undefeated. I mean, I'm trying to keep going. I'm just going through teams. You got definitely have Montana. Yeah, okay. Who else was there? What about my God, Roger Staubach?
Yes, he was a winner.
Roger Staubach is up there. That's where the debate was. I'm like, all time. Do I think the kid can get there, Mahomes? I think so.
Yes, he can get there.
Okay. I just wouldn't put him there now with just the small amount of time he's been.
You have to remember this. Brady has played for so long that those numbers, the yardage and the touchdown, ain't nobody ever going to catch that.
No,
not in this lifetime. They're never going to catch the number 70,000 or 80,000 yards or whatever, and 500 or 600 touchdowns, whatever he's thrown. Nobody's going to top that.
Is that counting playoffs or two or no?
Huh?
Does those yardage include playoffs and postseason?
I'm not sure.
Because if it counts postseason, then I would agree. If it doesn't, I think the trend, you're going to see quarterbacks staying longer, dude. I just think you are. If they're good, they're going to stay longer. I mean, Roethlisberger, how old is he?
40.
Okay. And he just
close to it when he retired.
He just retired. Like, quarterbacks were retiring before 40, no? Most of them. Yes? Marino, he played for 7.
Yeah, because they were getting beat up.
Marino played for 17 years, so you know he's up there pretty high. How old was Breeze? Breeze was still
playing a long time.
Yeah, he's got a lot of numbers. Let's go. I'm trying to go through the team. Oh, Archie Manning put up numbers.
No, Archie Manning. No, he was average. No, oh,
really? I thought it was good. Okay, I just think there's more top 10 of all time better that Mahomes can't crack yet. I think he can get there. Yeah. I don't think he can crack
yet. Get there, but right now. No.
But I think you're going to see the average age of the quarterback stay longer, right? Yeah,
because they don't get touched now.
Yeah, because of the rules, the things changing, and so forth. Okay, so before we wrap up, I want to get a couple of things. Okay, what? Le'Veon Bell is now going to boxing.
Yeah. He played football 3 years, so who cares?
You go to boxing, all right. So that's number one. Number two, okay, what do you think about Baker going to Panthers?
That's a good move for him. Even though Bob McAdoo is the offensive coordinator there, you know, former Giant coach, I hope he does well, you know, just for, you know, just because, yeah, you know, I like, kind of like Baker. So, you know, we'll see, you know, if he can turn his career around.
Yeah. I mean, he still did well. I mean, they did well. You remember I was having the same argument too with, cause these guys are from Cincinnati. And so they like Cincinnati, asked about Cleveland. But you know how I feel about what they did. I still never understand what they did with Odell Beckham. I cannot understand why they traded for that guy. They didn't throw him the ball. They didn't do anything to him. And boom, he leaves, gets a Super Bowl ring, gets a touchdown. He does more in a half a season than he did in a season and a half.
Yep.
Just with good running back and a pretty good quarterback.
Yep. Well, remember two things. Sterling Sharp is up for the senior committee Hall of Fame finalist. Used to play for Green Bay Packers. Great player. Got hurt his neck. Was finished. And Joe Klecko, New York Jets, is up for senior committee to see if they'll get it. It's one of the 54 finalists, those two.
For what? Hall of Fame?
Hall of Fame. The senior committee.
I like both of those players. I like both the Sharps.
I want Joe Klecko to get in, though.
Yeah, Klecko is that kind of blue-collar trucker, no?
All pro at three different positions. Anybody? Who else could say that?
What positions?
Defensive tackle, defensive end, and nose tackle. Three different skill sets. He was all pro at three of them.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. I like Joe Klecko.
I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for him after my father insulted him in the bathroom, but that's another thing.
We got Sam Mills in, though.
Yeah. So Joe Klecko, that's the next one.
We got Sam Mills in, so... That was good. Okay, so we're going to be wrapping this up, and we're looking forward to the season to get started, man. I'm very excited.
Camp starts July 27th.
Yeah, July 27th. I'm excited about that. Some basketball news, you know, the Heat are trying hard for Durant. What a disaster in Brooklyn, bro.
I wonder why, because you got one guy that with whatever reason, you know, played half the season. And they just never gelled, you know. Yeah, when they did play, they played well. When one was out there, it was just too much for the one guy.
Yeah, you know, I'm happy Golden State won. I still love Golden State.
Oh, geez.
You got to give it to him, man. I mean, you got to give it to him.
I ain't giving him nothing.
Got to give it to him, man. I still think that team is loaded. And I'd love to get Kevin Durant. You know, I think
he's coming back home. He'll be back there. Watch.
I hope he could. Well, you know, I'm possibly going to be getting some season tickets to the Heat, I think, this year. Oh. I think they're primed to make that next move. They're a player away.
Jumping on the bandwagon, man. Let it go, man. Come.
I've been a Heat fan for a long time.
What's a long time?
Since Dwayne Wade came.
Where are you originally from? Man? You got to be a Brooklyn. Yeah, you know, you got to be a New Jersey Net fan. Come on, man.
Big Nick fan.
Nick?
Yeah, because they practiced at Upsala.
I know. I remember. I saw when Bernard King, I remember watching him practice.
That was awesome. They talked. So Bernard King talks. Yeah, what was his name? Sugar Ray Williams or Sugar Williams?
Sugar Ray Richardson.
Richardson. Man, that dude talks so much smack in practice. Like, literally, just was always talking to the, like, trash. To the guys. And then I remember Hubie Brown made fun of like this 7 foot center, white center. He missed the dunk. He goes, "You miss a dunk like that, all these guys are gonna be making jokes on you." It was awesome. My buddy, who was a trainer there when I was a freshman, he was a senior. They ended up picking him up, and now he's been an NBA trainer since.
Wow, that's nice. That's a long time.
Yeah. So, but no, when I came down here, I was a major Nick fan when the Heat were fighting and this and that. Dude, I was all in it. And when Wade came, he changed it, you know, and the Nick organization just became disastrous. And I just really, I like Dwayne Wade. I like the story, Marquette, the whole piece. And bro, when you go to the game, when Wade was playing, right, win, lose, he was just a walking highlight reel, dude. That was incredible watching him play. His ability to quick twitch muscles and jump and dunk. Oh, man, that was sweetness. And it wasn't bad later when we were there when Gabrielle Union was in the stands either.
Oh, I bet. Uh-huh.
And I liked her way before she first came out in 10 Things I Hate About You. Oh, she's beautiful. That is one beautiful girl. All righty. So we're wrapping it up. Any other things, Byron, that's happening?
Nah, all good. I'm just sitting there baking my brains out of the heat. That's the only thing I'm going to be doing right here.
On the what? Oh, the heat?
Yeah, the heat is hot.
Well, let's hope that, you know, that he get Kevin Durant. I'll be a happy camper. All righty. So let's not forget, Gary. By the way, they were showing the Gary Sinise Foundation on one of the episodes or shows I was watching. So I was pretty excited about that. GarySiniseFoundation.org. Freedom and security are precious gifts that we as Americans should never take for granted. We must do all we can to extend our hand in times of need to those willing to sacrifice each day to provide that freedom and security. While we can never do enough to show our gratitude to our nation's defenders, we can always do a little more. Quote from Gary Sinise: this helps out our first responders and our military. Please give what you can. I think you had some for your birthday too, no?
$500 for my birthday.
All right. All righty. So don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter at the Sportscast1. Visit us on the website at thesportscast.net. Join us next Thursday at 8 p.m. We'll probably have some more co-hosts on. Things are getting closer to the season. We're pretty excited. How'd it go last week? What did you guys talk about last week? You and Santiago, I was in Colombia.
I don't remember. I'm old now. I forgot.
I'm glad you're out of the witness protection program now.
Yeah, got me a little light and everything here. Woo-wee, man. Look at it. Wow.
Did you at least see the video?
Did I look at it?
Yeah. No. Okay, you got to see that episode.
What, bro, do I look like? It was a witness protection?
Yeah, it was just a silhouette.
Well, not everybody can see my bright.
Well, that was the first time I've seen you like that. So I'm like, okay, what happened to the lights?
I got a new light now.
Oh, you got a new light. All right.
I got a light. I got a microphone sitting here, man. I'm good.
All right. So, all righty, brother. Well, I am hopefully getting my knee surgery done soon, and hopefully I don't hobble around.
You get old.
You got to lose some weight, man. Look, if you go see the picture. All right, my brother. We'll all talk. Right. Hi to the family. God bless. And God bless everybody. Peace.
Peace.